Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Yud, and we are on Tesla Bays. About 6 lines up from the bottom. Somebody asked me today, you know, Shavuos, I'm trying to get my teeth into Shavuos. I find it challenging. First of all, every daf, we got to see what we could get out of it. But it's true, the first half of Shavuos is different than the second half of Shavuos. The second half of Shavuos, if you just hang in there, is more of where the Achronim are. The Achronim don't really talk so much. The Achronim, the later Achronim, obviously they're always Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, and that genre is on every daf and shas. But the second half of Shavuos is really what they learn in the yeshiva, starting from the fourth parak, third parak a little bit, but really the fourth parak after that, Shavuos Ha'Eidah, Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos HaDayanim, that's where the meat of Mesechah Shavuos is, a certain type of meat. But Yediyas HaTum is also, so we have to make sure that we give every daf and shas its due, and make sure that we realize that if we're not getting as much out of it as we should, we have to search within ourselves and not just blame it on anything else outside. To make sure that we have to look at it. Okay? Vayter, Tesma, that's just to give us some chizuk as we continue these dafim. Ravashi Yomar. That's what we're up to. Tesma Bay. So we are discussing the shita, the next shita in the Mishnah, that was the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, the seer, haregel, the seer that's brought on the Sholosh Regalim is mechaper for the, discussions of a lack of yidiyah, but the seer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a new case, as we saw yesterday, a case where a person is tahar and he eats a tameh karban. Tahar, just make this a drop lower, I think, where he eats a tameh karban. So that is not kares. Well, it's not kares, that's clear from the psukim, but one has to bring the carbon is mechaber for it. So what do you know that from? He knows it from the comparison of the tzitz. Just like the tzitz is meratzeh, whether it's on the meitzach of the fart of the Kohen Gadol or not. So that, just like that is meratzeh on Tumas Basar, if a tamei carbon was hukrav on the mizbeach, the tzitz is meratzeh, that is okay, it didn't make the mizbeach, you know, impure. So too here, this is about Tumas Basar. So that's why we have that comparison. And the Gemara says, why doesn't each be mechaper for both? So the Gemara quoted Gzeiras HaKasavs. So that's what we're off to. Ravashi gives a different answer. Ksiv hacha avon ha'eda. It says here, the sin of the Eda. Eda v'lo kachim. Right? It says here, by Rosh Chodesh, avon ha'eda. So the sin of the Eda. So a sin of the Eda is where a person eats a tamei karban. So Eda v'lo kachim. The hasam ksiv, by the tzitz, it says, avon ha'kachim. Kachim v'lo Eda. We're talking about a problem with the karban, where the karban tamei was hukrav on the mizbeach. That's why each one doesn't work for each other. Just one other ha'ara I didn't think I had to mention yesterday, and that is regarding the kedusha of the tzitz. If you think about all the eight big day kahuna, so they have the choshen and the ephod. You think the tzitz is something special, right? And one on the far end of the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara discusses how it was situated with his tefillin. The tefillin and the tzitz he had to wear at the same time on a weekday. So exactly how it was situated. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Menachas, Halacha Lamaisa, where the Rambam says in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Dalet Hayacha Dal. Halacha Yudalid, Dalid Yudalid, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this Rambam as follows. He writes, I've seen a quote. He says, imagine you walked into a room, and all of a sudden on the floor, you see your tefillin are on the floor, and you also see the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol on the floor. Which do you pick up first? So instinctually we would have said, the tzitz! Right? Oh, the tzitz, it's gold, it's the Kohen Gadol wears it, it's mechaper! The tzitz, pick up the tzitz! So the Rav said, no, the tzitz has less kedusha than your tefillin. Our tefillin has more kedusha than tzitz. Why? Because the tefillin has a lot of more askaris, many more askaris. Shemus of Hashem. That's the Rambam right here. Chayiv adam l'mashpesh b'tefilav, calls ban shem alav. A person has to be wary and even touch his tefillin as long as they're on him. Right? This is the basis for the minhagim of touching our tefillin throughout different times of davening. Ukshayatam osei yadecha, poseichas yadecha, all the different minhagim that people have to touch their tefillin. It's based on this halacha. A person should be m'mashpesh b'tefilav, calls ban shem alav, shalo yasiach daito mehem afilu rega echad. So he does not lose his concentration from them even for one moment. Right? Even for one moment. Shekdushasan gedola mikdusha satzitz. Their kedusha is greater than the kedusha of the tzitz. Shatzitz ein bo ela shem echad. V'elu yesh bohem echad ve'esrim shem shel yudhei. 21 shemos of Hashem. I'll take the Rambam's word for it. B'shel rosh v'kamosim b'shel yad. 21 in each. Right, so it says this, the Kedusha. The Kedusha that sits is great, but the Kedusha of Tefillin is even greater. And the Rambam says, ten halachas later, this is, we mentioned many months ago, this Rambam, the second to last halacha in Hilchas Tefillin, says the Rambam, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas and Gedolahi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is great. Shekol Zman Shatefillin Barosho Shel Adam Baal Zroo. As long as the Tefillin is on a person's head and arm, and remember in the olden days they used to wear Tefillin all day. The Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim. Is that a din? Has a suffix? Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? You know, the fact that we could push it off and say because we can't keep a clean head and we can't keep a clean body, so that's why we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. So if that's a din d'oraisa, so then that's a little more serious. How do we just push off a d'oraisa? Because it's hard for us. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are hard, so we got to work at it. So it sounds like maybe it's a d'rabbanan. And hey, the mitzvah of wearing tefillin every day is a d'oraisa, but the mitzvah of wearing tefillin all day might be d'rabbanan. You might think once a day, every day. Right, so that might be d'rabbanan, but that's the question. The Rambam says the kedusha of tefillin is great as long as they're on us. Who anav v'yarei shamayim ve'eino nimshach v'schok u'besicha b'teila. There's a chalos in a person when he's wearing tefillin. Ve'eino maharav machshavos rose el b'fana libo b'divrei ha'emes v'hatzedek. Lefichach tzarech adam l'shtadu li'osan alav kol hayom. This is the Rambam. The tefillin, you know, bring a certain status to a person. The nosei kelim wonder where the Rambam gets this from. Right, where the Rambam gets this from. Right, the Kesa Mishnah doesn't even quote a source. The Maritz Chayis, at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas, wonders why does the Kesa Mishnah quote a source? The Kesa Mishnah quotes the Gemara for everything. Why does it quote a source here? What does it say in the Gemara anywhere? What does it say in Medrash that when you wear tefillin, you're an anav and you're a shamayim and you're nimshach b'schok? So the Maritz Chayis there, the beginning of Brachas, the beginning of Ein Omdin, says it's that Gemara right there. Because one of the Amorim sees one of the other Amorim, you know, a little laid back and relaxed. He says, "What's going on?" He says, "Vegilu Barada." He says, "What are you? You're a little too laid back. You're taking it easy too much." I think it was Abaya. So Abaya says, "Don't worry. I'm not tefillin manachin. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry about it." How does that answer the question? He says, "You're being too relaxed. Don't worry. I'm wearing tefillin." To suggest the Maritz Chayis on that Gemara, that's this Rambam. Because it's saying I'm wearing tefillin means I'm in a certain state. I'm in a certain state and I'm okay. I'm okay. That's the Rambam. Okay. So this is the tefillin more than the tzitz. We're talking about the tzitz here. So once we're talking about the kedusha of the tzitz, we talked about in relative terms, the kedusha of the tefillin is even greater than the kedusha of the tzitz. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon si'irei rashi chadashib. Dimachapri al tar sha'achal asatame. Fine, Rib Shimon Shita is that the Seir, the special goat, Brana Rosh Chodesh, is machaper on tar sha'achal asatame. Yesterday we had Reish Lakish, who said that it's also machaper on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Mamai Delavana. But that was the earlier Shita. But this Shita is Rib Shimon. Rib Shimon says that it's machaper, the Seir Rosh Chodesh is machaper on a tar person that ate a tame carbon. Look, it could come up. Let's see, a Kohen doesn't realize that he's about to eat a piece of a carbon chatas. He's eating a piece of carbon chatas, he thinks wonderful, and all of a sudden, while he's in the middle of his lunch, his friend comes in and says, wait, it became Tommy, there was a dead bug he found on it. Okay. Right, that's where he found out about it. But let's say he never found out about it. So says this, that's from Shimon Shita. The Seir Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. Antar Shachol Zatame. Seir Regalim the Mechaper. And what about the Seir Regal? The Seir of the Regalim, according to Reb Shimon, the Mechaper, Ashein Ba Yediyah, Lo Betchiv, Lo Basof. Minalan. According to Reb Shimon, how do we know that? That he says the Seir on the Regalim are Mechaper for the cases of Knisa LaMikdash, where you never found out about it and never will. Kidama, Rami Chachan, Barchanina. Seir U Seir, Hachanami Seir U Seir, as we had yesterday, the extra Vav. Usair, that is what teaches me this kapara of the seer of the regalim. Right? It says in Parshas Pinchas, last week's parsha, it has the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and then it says Usair. So the Gemara says Iskish seer regalim, seer Rosh Chodesh. And when we compare the goat that's brought for the Musaf of the regal to the goat that's brought for the Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh, Masir the Rosh Chodesh, b'milsa the Kodesh Machapri, just like the seer of Rosh Chodesh has to do with something related to kachim, which is. If a tar person eats a tame karban, af si'irei regalim, b'milsa de kodesh mechapri, so to the si'ir the regalim, it's related to something related to kodesh. V'chitema nechpru ad de rosh chodesh, and if you want to say, like we've asked four times already, maybe the si'ir of the regal should do double time, it should be mechapri for what the rosh chodesh karban is also mechapri for, meaning also the case of tar sha'achal as a Kodesh Tamei. Ha'amrinan Osa. Osa Nosei Avon. Ve'inachen Nosei Avon. No. It's Osa. It is Mechaper. It is Nosei Avon. And nothing else is Nosei Avon. That's what it says by the Seer of Rosh Chodesh. V'chitem Mechaper Ad Yom HaKippurim. Maybe it should also be Mechaper for the Yom Kippur. Sin. So Amrina Achas Bashana. Kabar Zulotei Elachas Bashana. As we said. So my Mechaper. What's left? What's left for the... We know the Seer of the Regel is Mechaper for something related to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's left? So Iyal Yishba Yediyah Batchila Yishba Yediyah Basof. If you want to say it's the case where he knew he was Tamei. And he knows he was Tamei. But he forgot in the middle and he went into the base of English when he was a Shogeg. Hi Bar Karbonu. That's a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah. Right? That's the Karbon Olav Yored. How we started out this whole parak. Iyal Yishba Yediyah Batchila. Ve'ein Ba Yediyah Basof. If it's a case where he knew he was Tamei and he forgot and he never had a haskara, he never had the idea, so hai seir nasa bifnim, v'yama kippurim tolas, we already know that. That's the seir, the inner seir, where the blood is sprinkled on the aron, towards the aron, inside, the kodesh kadashim. I al she'ein ba yediyah batchila, aval yesh ba yediyah basof, if it's the case where you never knew about it, but you now know about it, hai seir nasa bachus, v'yama kippurim mechaper. So everything's used up, so what's left? We know the seir of the regel is mechaper on something to do with the base of Mikdash, because you have that u-seir. So what's left that there's no kapar, the carbon has machaper for it? Al karchach ain't a machaper, ella, al she'ain ba'yidiyah, but ain't ba'yidiyah, lo betchila v'lo basof. It must be that it's machaper on the case where there was no yidiyah at all. There was no yidiyah, you never knew you were tamei, and you don't know you were tamei. That's the case, that's what it must be. That is Shitas Reb Shimon. Again, the Tanoim had the Torah, like it was, they knew it by pen. So when you have these Tanoim, all the different Tanoim in the first Mishnah in Shavuos, which quotes all the different Psukim for what's Machaber for what, so they knew automatically that once these two Psukim are used up, these four Psukim are still empty. And if these sins are Mechupar with these Psukim, so what is this Pasuk used for? Again, it's sometimes it seems a little tedious as we read it, but you got to figure out what every pasuk, what every carbon is mechaper for, and what carbon brings kapar for every sin. So that's what we just went through according to Reb Shimon Shita. So now the getting through the Mishnah continuing. Rabbi Meir Amay. The next sheet in the Mishnah on Bezim Abez was Rabbi Meir. Kol Asirim Kaparas and Shavet v'chulu. All the goats, really, there's an overlap. Kaparas and Shavet. Remember the conversation? Bezim Abez. They said, can they substitute for each? Yes. So what's the difference between them on a lechanchila level? But really, they say kavras and shavet; they all could overlap for each other. Amar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Meir was the reason for Rabbi Meir. Amar Kra, this was the original Rabbi Chama that we quoted twice already. Seir u seir, hukshu kol a seirim zelazeh. Seir u seir, so they're all hukash to each other. Vav mosif al inyan arishon. The vav, the beginning of u seir, is mosif on the previous. We think right now, you learn each one from their friend. If you look, the Gemara is alluding to, and Rashi says it here, if you look in the Psukim, if you look in the Psukim, Rashi quotes in the first few skinny lines, there isn't a Vav preceding every single carbon that's brought, every seer. There's not a vav there. But there are a vav about every three. You look in the Rashi, Rashi just explains it, the first skinny lines. Shall Pesach hasamach l'Rosh Chodesh, goma mei Rosh Chodesh. Pesach is learned from Rosh Chodesh because that starts with a vav. Vishal Sukkah samach l'Yom Kippurim, Sukkah is learned from Yom Kippur. Because Sukkah starts with a vav as connected to Yom Kippur. And that, meaning there are three sections. There are a couple with vavs and they're each learned from the previous case. But once you have a few learned from each other, so the Gemara is assuming, that's the Havamina now, that you learn everything from each other and you compare them all to each other. That is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Hukshu, Kolchad v'chad mechavri. You just learn each from Gemara, you learn each from their friend. Says the Gemara, one second, could you have more than one step in your Limudim? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kula Lamedim Lamed Milamed. Every other context, in every other area of halacha, you're allowed to have a two-step limud. You're allowed to have a hekish that leads to smuchin. You're allowed to have a gzeirah shava that leads to a binyanav. You're allowed to have it in all areas of halacha except for one. There's one area of halacha that has different rules than the other areas of halacha. Chutz mikachim. I'm going to have this a lot, Bez Hashem and Seder Kachim. Kachim has different rules of darshaning. There's a concept, for example, called shana hakasav la'akev. So the Torah repeats something to tell you it's li'ikuva. That's by kachim, that principle. If the Torah goes out of its way to emphasize it twice, that's shana kasav la'akev. Right, so you have these principles. You have different ways of learning by kachim than by other areas. See here too. Rabbi Yochanan says by kachim shein lamedim lama milamed. You can't have a double step limud. So even though there are a couple of vavs in the pasuk, you can't learn all of them from each other. But you can only learn one step. Where the vav is, you learn it from the previous one, but you can't take that one and learn it from the other one. So the Gemara answers, don't worry. Haldo kasha kulhu mikama gemiri. That's okay. They are all learned from the first. Every vav goes back to the original Rosh Chodesh. So that's why it's okay. And that already links it, so it's not considered two steps, says Rabbi Yochanan. This says the Gemara to answer Rabbi Yochanan. It's all considered one direct limud. Stop here for a minute. The fact that kachim is unique, I was thinking today, we mentioned in the past the thought from the Gra. So maybe this helps reflect the idea that kachim is different. The Gra writes, it's Talmidim really, right? In Aderes Elio, in his commentary on Parsha Shoftim, the pasuk there says at the beginning of Shoftim, if you have any question, you'll bring it to the Rav, to the Bez Din. If the question relates to Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. That's the pasuk. And the Gra says these three phrases really encompass all types of questions that you might have. All types of Torah. Bein dam ladam says the Gra, that's iser v'heter. Dam tamei and Torah is a woman muteris labayla. That's dam. Din ladin is choshen mishpat. Din ladin is it chayiv zakai, right? Dam is aser muter. Mominus, right? Din ladin is dini mominus. That's chayiv pater, chayiv zakai. And nega, bein nega lanega, is tuma v'tara. So you have iser v'heter, you have choshen mishpat, Mominus, and you have Tumah V'Tahara. So that's everything. Is everything? Where's Kachim? I never thought about it. Where's Kachim there? Okay, you have Zroim is really Isurim, right? Is it Aser to eat? Is it Mutter to eat? That's Isur V'Heter, all of Zroim. Right, Moed, Arachayim, all of it, all included. It could be, is it Aser to do? Is it Mutter to do? Is it, are you Chayiv? Are you Pater? Is it Tameh? Is it Tahar? So Kachim, unless Kachim are included in Isur V'Heter. Is it Kodesh? Is it Chol? Right, so maybe that gra in pshat of that pasuk highlights that kachim is really a different area. It's a new area. The Chavetz Chaim, I don't have the svarim here, but the Chavetz Chaim writes many places. He writes in his Akdama, the Chavetz Chaim will learn, put together a lot of the achronim on Seder kachim, which were the girsos were problematic, and a lot of the print was problematic. The Chavetz Chaim took it upon himself. He was a Kohen, Yisrael Meir Kohen from Radin. So he says, you got to start learning Seder Kachim. So he took it upon himself to publish the Asif HaSkenim. Asif HaSkenim is one sefer which has four different achronim in it on all of Seder Kachim. The Chok Nasan and the Tzon Kachim. The Shom will get to it in a couple of months. So in the Hakdama there, he has 12 prakim of Hakdama. It's called Torah Or. Look at that. I quoted it in Parshas Baloscha last year, in a Parshas year. So he writes there that Kachim is a whole unique type of limud, and many people are scared of it, and they don't take it seriously. We gotta do it. Mehiri Banim Beis HaMikdash, we gotta learn Seder Kachim. So maybe this also highlights and reflects. Kachim has different rules of drushas, and that gra, in the Pshad, Bidal Adam Adin Lenig Benek Lenega, Pashas Kachim isn't there. Unless you say it's included in Isur V'Heter. Maybe I'm saying, but on the surface it might not be there. I have to look it up inside again in the Daras Eliyahu to see if he has it. But if he mentions Kachim, but again this that might highlight this point in the Gemara. Okay, weiter. Tainach called the Kasa Beyu Seir. So fine, you could say they're all learned from the Kama from Rosh Chodesh if it has the Vav. All the ones that have the Vav, who see you see it's going back to the original. It's only one step. It's not lama min alamad. Atzeres v'yom kippurim de lo Kasa Beyu Seir min alan. What about Atzeres? And Yom Kippur. What about Shavuos? Right? I'm sorry. Atzeres here means Shmini Atzeres. In Torah Shebichsav, Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres. In Torah Shebalpeh, Atzeres is Shavuos. But in Torah Shebichsav, Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres. V'yom HaKippurim. Delo Kazavei U'Seir. They don't have the Vavs Minalan. So where do you learn them from? Where do you know those from? That's Machaper. So Elo Amar Biona. Biona says, okay, it's not based on the Vav. Amar Kra Elu Tasu Hashem Moadechem. There's a Sama Pasuk. These are all the Moadim. Hukshu Kala Moadim Kulan Zelazeh. All the Moadim are compared to each other. That's a Sama Pasuk, so they're all compared. Don't worry about the Vav. And that's how you know all the Seirei Regalim and of the other days all bring Kapara. Right? They're all Hukshu Zeh Lazeh. One thought that that is mentioned by the Sifsei Chachamim. Sifsei Chachamim is a commentary on Brachas and Megillah. It's the amazing Ha'ara. Just the Ha'ara is amazing. We know the Rosh Hashanah Sidrei Mishnah. You ever think about that five out of the six are in Lashon Rabim? Sraim, Nashim, Nezikin, Kadshim, Taras. Should be Moadim. Seder Moadim. It's the only one that's in singular. Say the moed. Should be Zera, Kodesh, Isha. Right? So Tara, Taris. Why is moed the only one that's in singular? So you could have two opposite verts. The way he says it is that is to teach me that all moedim are one unique idea. They're all bringing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all blend. They're one motif. They're all reflected in different ways. They each have their own uniqueness, but they all form one idea. That's why it's moed. It's all moed. You can say just the opposite. You can say each one is unique, and therefore they're each their own moed. But just the ha'ara is a very important ha'ara that is called the kol moed. Maybe that's what it says here. Hukshu kol moedim kulan zelazeh. It's like what his ha'ara. They're all moed. It's all hukish to each other because they're all one. They're all one yantif. Says the Gemara now the question we brought up yesterday. V'har Rosh Chodesh lav moedu. What do you mean? Rosh Chodesh is in this parsha. That's not a moed. We quoted the Gemara in Erechin yesterday. Rosh Chodesh is on the boat, so you don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Hallel on Shabbos because there is... I'm sorry? You don't say Hallel on Shabbos because there's no... It's not called a Moed. You don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Isser Malacha. The Gemara in Erechin, though, was mashra that it is called a Moed. So what's this Gemara talking about? So the Gemara answers, Ivra Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikri Moed. Here quotes a different pasuk. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Kita Amar Abaya, as Babaya said, Amar Abaya... Oh, another in Yana Dioma. Tammuz! Tiahi Shasa Milyua Milyuhu. Tammuz of the year that the Meraglim came back with the evil report, in order for the math to work out. Rashi explains, if Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim out, and then they, in order for them to have come back on the eighth day of Av, and Bnei Yisrael to have cried that night on Tisha B'Av, a Bechiyah Lechinam, so it had to be that Tammuz previously had 30 days. That's what it had to have been. So Tammuz, so that year, even though Tammuz usually has 29 days, Rosh Chodesh Av is usually one day. So, but Tammuz of that year had two. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Kara alai moed lishbar bachurai. I called a moed to break my young ones. To break my young ones, meaning the base of Mikdash, but I called a moed, meaning I added on the day of Rosh Chodesh. So you see, Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed based on the pasuk in the beginning of Eicha. Two points to mention. Number one is, well, first, the important Rashi. Let's read that Rashi. Karei alai moed. Psechas tainis tamat eishasa shalshana shniel yitzias Mitzrayim. In the second year when they went out, shenishtalchu ba meraglim be'eser metisha besivan. They sent meraglim on the 29th of Sivan. Miliyua maliyula tamuz. They had to be mamalia. Why? Because that's the only way that ira bo yom chazores meraglim b'shmona ba'av. So the day that they came back was the 8th of Av. V'yivku ha'am b'layla hu b'tishra. They cried on Tishra. It's amazing, if you think about it, that the tragedy wasn't that they came back with the evil report. The tragedy was the reaction of Klal Yisrael. That's what happened on Tisha B'Av. They came back on the 8th of Av. But we don't mourn on the 8th of Av. We mourn on the 9th of Av. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cried B'chiyah L'chinam, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Gemara in Tainus. B'chiyah L'doros. So the crying, the tragedy, the five tragedies, the Gemara in the end of Tainus, right? The Meraglim, so really, even though the Gemara says the Meraglim came back, but it's really, according to this math, it's the reaction of Klal Yisrael happened on the 9th. They came back, really, on the 8th. That's how Rashi explains it. This pasuk also in Eicha, Karalei Moed, even though our Gemara uses it that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, the pasuk is also used to teach us that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. So we don't say Tachan on Tisha B'Av. Right? So I want to say Tachan on Tisha B'Av. Out of all the, every day of the year, wouldn't that be appropriate? The answer is no, because it's going to be a Moed, it's going to turn into a Moed, but even now it has certain elements of Moed, Karalei Moed. Another idea that some of the Briska Rav said, it's really based on a pshat in one of the line at the end of the Kinos, Karalei Moed, Moed also symbolizes a unique, special, this time period. Moed means a time. The Briska Rav and other Achronim also, again, a major machlokas in the postgame, felt very strongly that all tragedies should be mourned on Tisha B'Av specifically. That's the big controversy of Yom HaShoah. Should you have a separate day, not a separate day? So the poskim that followed the Briska Rav felt, basically there's a pasuk at the end of Kinos, of V'chi ein lo hosif moed shever v'taveira. So it's in the Kina about the Crusades, about the Spire and Worms and Magensa. In that Kina it says, V'chi ein lo hosif moed shever v'taveira. You can't add on a moed, because this is the moed. This is the, based on this pasuk in Eicha. This is the moed to mourn all tragedies. That's why many felt that everything should be mourned, and that's why many have added in a kina about the Holocaust, about the Shoah. Right? The Rav Schwab has a kina that he wrote, and the Belzer Rebbe, maybe, I don't remember the other one. Sorry? The Bava Rebbe, I'm sorry, correct. The Bava Rebbe, so different shuls have different minhagim. But again, the Rabbanim that felt that you should have a separate one, obviously didn't feel this was so halachic, or they felt that Afal Pikein, this tragedy, which was quantitatively and qualitatively different than any other tragedy in Jewish history, merits its own day. And maybe even our generation needs it. Maybe our generation needs a separate date to focus on it, because so many don't realize what it was like 50, 60 years ago. So that's what they felt. And again, one should follow their own custom. One should realize that it's not, again, this is obviously also why they pick during Nisan. That's another controversy. That's what's coming to commemorate. But again, this is just the issue that comes from this Gemara, and one could feel free to do the research in the discussions. One final point related to this, and then we will continue, and that is, so all of the Moadim are Hukai Zelazeh, and now we even threw in Rosh Chodesh. So Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, that's all fine. What else is in this list? So Rosh Chodesh we dealt with. What does the Gemara not here deal with? What else is somewhat not so clear? You have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, what else is in Pilchas? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are Moadim? Are they Moadim? Let's talk about Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah is a moed, so l'chora, the Gemara seems to call it a moed. Who guys call it a moed? It's not a regel, but it's called a moed. It's called a moed, Rosh Hashanah. So again, this is a huge topic regarding various halachas about the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah about Rosh Hashanah? It's a moed, it's not a regel. What are we supposed to feel in Rosh Hashanah? The many fascinating areas of halacha to look in. Just start with the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, we mentioned yesterday Hallel. So we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So let's focus on Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Why don't we say Hallel? So says the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Lama Beis Ma Beis. That it's inappropriate. The Gemara says, Sifrei Chaim U'Meisim, Psuchim Lefanav, Yisrael Omrim Shira. Right? The books of life and death are open. But Yisrael should be singing to Hashem. So how do you understand that? The Havamina was, why don't you say Hallel? The Gemara says, it's inappropriate. Does that mean the inherently it's not a day appropriate to say Hallel? Or is it that, yeah, I can understand Hallel, it's a Moed, but yeah, there's counter pressure of Sifrei Chaim U'Meisim Psuchim Lefanav. So that's the question. The different Gaonim and Rishonim understand the Gemara differently. Is that there's not appropriate at all, or it is appropriate, but there's counter pressure. That's Hallel. Where else you find in many areas of Halacha you have this? What about fasting? Machlokas Gaonim. You're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? We're not allowed to fast on Shulchan Aruch. Not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But there is a shita of some Gaonim say you have to fast. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes a minog. It's an unknown minog. But it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you should fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. At least they say Tiafta Chatzos. We're not going to fast on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a crazy idea. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, therefore maybe we should fast. So we fast an Erev Rosh Hashanah, at least the Chatzos. But that is, again, fasting. The Magen Avraham even quotes, I think it's the Magen Avraham, some of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, that we say that you have to have a Suda. But at least, if you forget Yal V'Yavo and benching, even though usually you have to repeat on Yontif, you don't have to repeat. Because after all, there's some good in that say you have to fast. So L'Chachila, we don't have that L'Halacha, but in a B'dievet way, we see those Gaonim coming into play. But related specifically to the Moed issue, if you look in the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, he quotes a Machlokas Gaonim regarding two issues. V'Hasienu. Do we say V'Hasienu on Rosh Hashanah? It's a Machlokas Gaonim. We don't, L'maisa. We don't. We only see on a page for Sukkos. V'Hasienu Hashem Elokeinu as Berachas Moadecha. What do you mean? The Gemara here calls it a moed. Why don't we say it? But we pass, we don't say it. We see Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu, a different paragraph. But Vahasienu, so we don't say Vahasienu. What about if Rosh Hashanah falls out Shabbos Sunday? Do we say Vatodienu on Motzei Shabbos? We say Vatodienu. Even though it talks about Chagigas HaRegel there. It talks about moed in Vatodienu. So we pass in a split. We don't say Vahasienu. We do say Vatodienu. So again, this is the issue of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Again, this is a big topic about Simchat Rosh Hashanah. What about Tzidkascha if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Also different days in the run of Rosh Hashanah. But this all has to do with this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything about it, but the Gemara assumes that Rosh Hashanah is called a Moed. Right? That's what the Gemara assumes. And once it's called a Moed, that's where you get into the Hallel discussion. And, just one other one, just to mention quickly, Avelos. Avelos is another one. Right? Does Rosh Hashanah break Avelos? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. Mm-hmm. Shabbos obviously does not break Avelos. Yontif breaks Avelos. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? That's a Machlokas. It's machlokas again, because what's the nature of Rosh Hashanah? Is it a real moed or not? We paskin it does break it. We paskin Rosh Hashanah breaks it. So that's why Racham Nelson, somebody has a becomes an Avel before Yom Kippur, let's say. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do break it. So Yom Kippur breaks Shiva, and Sukkot breaks Avelis, breaks Shloshim. You know, everything is broken. Okay, let's continue. So we spoke about Rosh Chodesh being a moed and Rosh Hashanah being a moed. So now we continue. Back to Shavuos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umode Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir admits, Rabbi Meir who said that they're all hukah zel azeh, Rabbi Meir admits, Besir hanase bifnim, shehu enu mechaper kaparasan, vehein enu mechaper kaparaso. Even though Rabbi Meir says that they all the seirim cover for each other, so to speak, that's all the outside seirim. All the seirim brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. But the seir that's brought inside, the pnimi, that's different. Hu ein mechaper kaparasan. Why? Kapara achas mechaper v'ein mechaper shtei kaparos. Hein ein mechaper kaparaso. Amar kara achas bashana. Kapara zu lo te ela achas bashana. Based on the psukim. Tani nami hachi. The Braisa also says, al she'ein bo yediyah lo betchila v'lo basof. Va'al she'ein bo yediyah betchila v'lo yesh bo yediyah basof. If you never knew about it. Or, you only know about it now. V'al tar she'achos atame or atar person that ate atame carbon. Se'ire ha'regalim. V'se'ire reshecha. Another mayor says they're all cover for each other. As a mayor said that kulon kaparasan shave, as he said in the Mishnah. But you see, he quoted all these karbanas, but he left out the sir nasa bifnim. So that shows you. But kaparasan nami shire, he left out the sir nasa bifnim in both directions. It's being mechaper for the other averas, and other averas being mechaper for its avera. So that's how you know it's a raya to our shita. That Rameyer says everything al kaparas and shaveh, but that's only talking about the seirim hana'asim ba chutz. Good. Last shita of the Mishnah regarding this topic was a Reb Shimon. Hi, Reb Shimon Omer. He switched around the karbanos a little bit. The seer Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for the seer of the altar shachal asatame, and etc. And it continued. So, just I mentioned this Tosfos then on Daf Beis, but I did not get to mention a thought of one of the Achronim on the Tosfos. So it's already here again. So we're going to mention it again. Tosfos right here, the Banan Tosfos. We mentioned this back on Daf Beis. The whole discussion in the Mishnah on Daf Beis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, what covers for each, was about if you lost the carbon. Let's say you're about to you set aside a seer for Pesach, and then we lost it, and so we give another seer for Pesach. So it comes, and then we find it after Pesach. So Rosh Chodesh Eir, you want to give it? So you got to switch it or not? Pesach to Rosh Chodesh. We said, yes, you can switch it. So, Tosfos asks, but let's say, run Rosh Chodesh to another Rosh Chodesh, that's for sure okay. Regal to regal is for sure okay. That's for sure okay. Shall Rosh Chodesh zeb Rosh Chodesh acher, o shall regal zeb regal acher, nichol kulu shigavu. Right, the assumption of the Mishnah is that one Rosh Chodesh to another Rosh Chodesh, if we lost it in between and then found it, that would for sure be okay. Or if you lost the Pesach one to give it on Shavuos, or Sukkos, that would for sure be okay. Ask Tosfos v'tema. But how is that allowed? We know the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim. The Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim tells us that if I set aside a karban and then there's an avera done after the hafrasha, that's called asei de la'achar hafrasha. And the Gemara is not sure whether that works. The Gemara notes it to say that maybe it doesn't work. If I'm mafresh a karban, it's only going to work for sins that I already did. If I'm mafresh a karban, be mechaper for an avera, and then I do the avera next week, how could this carbon that I was ready designated be mechaper for it? So, our Gemara, what did it say? You designated it for Pesach, and it's going to work for the one on Shavuos. But what do you mean it was designated Pesach time? So, what, you lost it in between? So, how could that work? Answers Tosfos. The Yesh Lomar, Tehacha, Kivan, De Ne'evad, Ne'ekar Hafrasha. So, here is different. What's that Gemara over there in Zvachim? Right? I'm mafresh, I designate a carbon Ola. So all the bittel assays that I did before this time, it's going to be mechaper for. Because that's what we're going to learn. An ol is mechaper for bittel assays. I didn't wear tefillin one day, carbon ola comes to the rescue. Right? It's not a chiyuv, but it's that's what it's mechaper for. We spoke about ola a couple weeks ago. The status of a carbon ola. But anyway, so that's where if I'm mafresh an ola, so the Gemara says, if I'm mevatel an assay a week after I designated the ola, it's not going to work. Says Tosfos, that's very different than our case. Why? Because the Hacha Akiva de Ne'evad Ne'ekar Hafrashaso. Once I lost it, its designation is uprooted. The Akasha Hufresh Bimkomo and after it sits another one, the other one that was designated in its place, Kiper alavei rosh shahaylo lechaper. The other one took its place. Ukishayavar rosh chodesh tachal alav hafrasha alavei rosh shahaylo kodem lachein. It's as if the designation is held in abeyance and it's redesignated later. It was designated for Pesach, but the chiddush of these shittas is that it's redesignated. It's redesignated again when it comes to the time that you're going to be mafresh. So it's not a chet lachar hafrasha, because the hafrasha is pushed later. So the Chazon Yechezkel Abramsky has two ideas to explain what Tosfos means here. So it says, number one, it's quoted in, this is in, on the Tosefta, the beginning of Shavuos. Says the Chazon Yechezkel, he says, the first way is, as we just explained it, that the designation is removed and put later, but then he has a different way of looking at Tosfos, what Tosfos really means. And that is, when it comes to that Gemara in Zvachim, when you say a carbon ola, I could designate a carbon ola any day of the year that I want. So once I designated it today, it can't be undesignated and redesignated for a later time. So even if I lose it and I find it, but it's not linked to any specific day of the year inherently. So the only day it's linked to is the original one. So it doesn't switch automatically. But the seer of these holidays, it's not just stama designation. It's linked to these days of the year. So the second that it's not used one day of the year, boom, it goes to the next one. Because it's the designation is linked to the day. It's linked to Pesach, it's linked to Shavuos. That's how it automatically does it. It's not like that Gemara over there, where it's an Ola, it can do it every day of the year. But so it jumps to the next one. Says the Chazon Yechezkel, beautiful. You can't compare the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara here. Here it jumps. Why does it? He's just adding to Tosfos. Why does it jump here and not jump there? He explains, because here it's not just Tama designation, but Avir. It's a designation linked to the day of the year. Masha'en Kain, those, the ones over there, are not linked at all to any days of the year. Good. Let's continue now. So says the Gemara. The Rosh Chodesh does not work for Regel. Why does the carbon of the Regel work for Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh will carry its sin, and no acher will be able to carry the sin that Rosh Chodesh works for. The regal yantif is not machaper for the Yom Kippur sin. To amar kra achas bashana kapar zulote ela achas bashana. It's all similar questions, but we're just going through each shita. El diyom akipurim necheper adu regalim. Why doesn't Yom Kippur cover the yantif one? Amar kra achas kapar achas machaper vein kapar ena machaper shtei kaparis. I v'haksev achas b'sir anasev ifnimu d'chsev. 1 minute. We're talking about the Seir Bachutz. How can you use the word Achas that's said by the Seir Bifnim to use that as an exclusion? Amakra, there's a link between them. Milvar Chatas HaKippurim, when it says bring the Seir Bifnim, it says besides the Chatas HaKippurim that you bring outside. So you link the two, so therefore it's not a problem. Next. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omar Mishmo V'chulu. So Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, if you remember in the Mishnah, we had the Shita of Reb Shimon who said they all work together. But, and they could all be, Ramir says they could be substituted, but the second version of it, Reb Shimon Yehuda said in his name that they're all mosif on each other. They're all mosif. Remember the Gemara, the Mishnah we had back on that Beis and the Beis. So, Maishna, the first half of the Gemara here is continuing Limudim, first half of the Amud. Maishna, Derashi Chadashim, Delo Machapri, Ader Regalim. Why doesn't Rosh Chodesh work for Regalim? Rosh Chodesh is the more limited one. It doesn't work for Regal, to Amar Kra, Avon, Avon, Echadu, No Sevein, No Sevein, Avon, No. So, the Regalim, Nami, Lo Machapri, Ader Rashi Chadashim. So, the Regal should not work for Rosh Chodesh. According to the Shita, it does. If you look back on Beis and the Beis, according to this Shita of Reb Shimon Yehuda, each one is more inclusive, is cumulative. So now the Gemara just spent 4 blot explaining how each one is separate, and it's not machaber for the other one. So now we have to explain, but the Gemara, there's a sheet out there that says it is inclusive. So how could the regal be machaber for the Rosh Chodesh one? So damakra osa, osa hu nosi avon, veinacha nosi avon. So he says osa la mashmalei. He doesn't think the word osa is an exclusionary word. Avon is singular, sin. Osa? He doesn't think it's so it's such a exclusionary word. So next, Maishal Zeragam Zalom Machaber Yom Kippurim. So go to the next step though. The Rega one is not Machaber on Yom Kippur. Da Amar Kra Achas Pashana Kapara Zuloti El Achas Pashana, because you have that limit for the Yom Kippur Kapara. So Yachid Yom Kippurim Nami Lo Machaber the Regalim. So say the opposite. The Yom Kippur one should not be Machaber for the Rega one. Remember this sheet that says Rosh Chodesh is Machaber and Rega is Machaber for it. The sin of Regel, which is the Idea, and the Rosh Chodesh one, Yom Kippur is Mechaber for all of them. So how can Yom Kippur be the most inclusive? Yom Kippur, Yachid Yom Kippur, Nami Lo Mechaber Ad Regalim. So Gemara says, Achaz Ksiv, Kapara Achaz Mechaber, Vina Mechaber, Shtei Kaparis. So right, so it says, it should be, I'm sorry, question mark. So it should be limited to. So Gemara says, Achaz Lo Mashmalei. That achas he doesn't darshan, he doesn't use as an exclusionary word. Amai why? Techiksiv achas, besir nasib ifnim ksiv. Because that achas is by the sir nasib ifnim, and he doesn't darshan the hekesh of comparing chitzon to panimi. Ihachi de regalim nami. I also, so the regal to nechapri ad yom kippurim. So the regal should be mechapri yom kippur, not just the opposite. Techiksiv achas, besir nasib ifnim ksiv. So you should throw out any achas drasha. So Gemara says, no, la'olam achas mashmala. He does think achas is an exclusionary word. The shiny hacha, but here, by Yom Kippur, you have an inclusionary phrase. You have an extra phrase by Yom Kippur to tell me that it's mechaber for more than its own aveira. Aaron is mechaber on the kronos, on the horns, literally, on the corners of the mizbeach once a year. Karnos of the mizbeach apnimi hu. The kapara achas mechaber, the ena mechaber shtei kaparas, hadachitzon afilu shtei kaparas. The achas is said by the kapara of the mizbeach apnimi, so that's only mechaber for one thing, but the chitzon is mechaper for more than one. End of sugya. Period. Yeah.
He doesn't darshan the hekesh between
chitzon and panimi. Doesn't darshan the hekesh. Totally new sugya. Our mishnah is going to be quoted on Yud Aleph Mabez in a blot from now, so that's why this is brought here. But new section. Amar Ula Amar Reb Yochanan. We could spend a while on the last couple of lines here, but let's see how far we could go. Amar Ula Amar Reb Yochanan. Tamidin shlo hutzrichu l'tzibur. What if you have a carbon tamid that was not needed by the carbon for the tzibur? Meaning what? Rashi explains. We know that every day two carbon tamids were brought. Carbon tamid shal shachar, tamid shal beder abayim. Wonderful. The Beis Hamikdash had to make sure they had enough animals, just in case, let's say, while the Kohen was shechting the carbon tamid in the morning, it got a mum. So you had to have backups. So you always had 3 days' worth of backups. You always had some machlokas, 3 days, four days, but does the 4 days include the day of checking and the day of shechting? Machlokas is a detail which the Achronim talk about. But either way, there a couple of days were needed, what's known as 4 days bikur mimum. You had to check it 4 days before it was hokrav. So you had always had a couple of extra animals as substitutes, just in case something came up. That's, by the way, Derech Agav, why we start saying Slichas at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. We always start on the Motzei Shabbos, because you don't want people to get confused, you always start Motzei Shabbos. But you always start, you need at least 4 days of Slichas. But that's why if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, so then no, Lo Adu Rosh. Right, so it could be on a Monday. So if it's on a Monday, you got to start the Motzei Shabbos before. So this year, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. So it's only 1 week of Slichas. So why? Why 4 days? So one of the reasons given is that, because we have to check ourselves at least 4 days. Just like the carbon was checked 4 days, bikur mimum, so that we have to check ourselves, if there are any mumin on our neshama. 4 days. So, but, Gemara says, so the karbanis hatzibur were purchased from the money that was collected each year from the machzor of shekel. So it comes along the last day of Adar, and we bring our karbanis tamid for Rosh Chodesh Adar, but there are a couple of animals that are still in the locker room. Because they were brought from this past year's money. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan the next day, Aleph Nisan, we can't use those animals anymore. Why? Because they were purchased with last year's money. You had to purchase them with last year's money. You always had to make sure you had extras just in case. But so what do you do? What do you do with those extra animals? You can't use them. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Tamidim shlo hutzrichu l'tzibur, the carbon tamids that were not needed by the tzibur, niftin tmimim. Wow. You could just redeem them even though they're tamim. Usually if you have an animal that's a tam, you can't redeem it for the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kedushas HaGuf. If it gets a mum, you can redeem it. That's called Psuli HaMikdashin. You redeem it and there's still Isurim. You're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to get the, right? There's still things that you're not allowed to do. Still types of work. But this is the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's a tamid that was not needed by the Tzibur, Nifta Tamimin. It could be Nifta Tamimin. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim, I'll mention it now, we'll see tomorrow if we have time more to go through it, is the halacha of Bikur Mimum Ma'akev. But what if you weren't Mevaker? Mevaker, the Minchas Chinuch discusses it. That there's a Tosfos in Sukkah that says it's Ma'akev. And if you brought a Mum without checking it, even though you didn't find any problem with it, it's Pusel, you gotta bring another Karban. Because the din of Bikur is learned that from a Pasuk, it's Ma'akev. It's not just L'Chadchila check. You have to check 4 days! That's a big discussion. Look in the Rashba here. He also discusses it. The Rush has one other ha'ar on this. We'll talk about the Bikur tomorrow if we have time. The Rush asks, why didn't they just buy the animals on credit? Buy the animals on credit by the end of the year. You know, you didn't pay for it yet. So, Baruch Chodesh Nisan, you come, okay, so you'll pay with next year's Kishkalim. So why don't they just buy it on credit? Says the Tosfos Rush, because the Beis HaMikdash always look for the best, plump, juiciest animals. So when you find a bunch of good animals, you buy as many as you can. They didn't pinch for pennies. The Gemara in Ksubas calls this Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiras. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't skimp for pennies. You don't treat it like a business, trying to make every last buck. No, you just right b'shefa. So when you find good animals, you just buy them all. Says the Tosfos Rush. You don't worry about you can't do things on credit. Then we'll pay you later. Anyway, says Rabbi Yochanan says, these animals that were not needed, so they could be nifta. Yosef, Rabbi Avakarmelah Hashmeitza. Rabbi said over the Shmeitza, this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Le Rav Chisda heard this and said, Man Tzais L'Chol Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Whoa, who's ever going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe? Come on. V'chi kedusha shebehem l'heichan holcha. What happened to the kedusha of these animals? How could you redeem them automatically? What happened to the kedusha? You can only redeem an animal if it loses its kedusha. What happened to this kedusha? The Shor HaMisyon HaBalacha here quotes many places in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan, who was a takif, he screamed at his, if he heard something he didn't like. He says, what are you talking about? Way to go, kedusha leichan olcha. So how could you redeem it? So Amar Lei at lo tizbura. So Rabbi says, what do you mean, Rav Chisda? You don't hold to this? You don't hold to this? I could give you a parallel case. To lo amrino, kedusha sheben leichan olcha. There are cases where you say, the kedusha disappears. Where else do you see this? The hatnan, because the Mishnah says this is as in shkalim. Moser haktores mahayu osimba. There was leftover ketores every year. The Gemara in Krisus describes. The Gemara in Krisus davzayin describes that once a year they made enough. The fan blew. I know it was davvav. Okay, Tana Rabbanan ketores ayinasis shin samaches mana 368 mana. Were made of ketores. One mana was used every day. So 365 they were used, or maybe it was even less, 354 because of a lunar year. And the Kohen Gadol used a little bit extra on Yom Kippur, right? It went into the Kodesh Kodashim, but there was always a little bit extra. So what do you do with that leftover ketores? Again, it had to be bought with a new shkalim. So you can't use this ketores for next year. So what do you do with this ketores? So what does the Mishnah say? Look at what the Mishnah says to do. Mafrishin, the Rach takes out the word mimena. Mafrishin schar ha'umnin. You know what we do? There are workers in the Beis HaMikdash. So we take that ketores and we designate it to be the wages. We designate it we take money. We take money out to be the wages of the umnin. Umachalin osa almo osa umnin. And then we take the ketores, and then we switch the kedusha from the ketores onto the money. Got it? Step one, we take money, which is designated, we use the money for the Beis HaMikdash to give to the workers. And Rashi says, somebody in the Beis HaMikdash, on behalf of the workers, accepts it upon them. That money loses its kedusha. What happened to the kedusha of the money? The money was shkalim. What happened to the kedusha? The Gemara says elsewhere, the kedusha went on the avoda that they did. That's where the kedusha went. It went on the avoda. So the money now is chulin. The money designated for the workers are chulin. Step one. Step two, we take the ketores and we switch the kedusha of the ketores onto the money. So now the money is kadosh and the ketores is chulin. And what do? We give the ketores to the workers as payment. Here's your payment. And then the Beis HaMikdash says, you know what? Can we buy that ketores from you with new money? That's how they get the ketores to the Beis HaMikdash bought with the new money. What do you see from there? You take good ketores, good fine ketores, as klushas aguf, there's no problem with it, and you make it into chulin. Right? So, hey, you Rav Chisda, what are you screaming about? So, v'amai, name a kedusha behen lehechan hocha. Why don't you say, what happened to the kedusha? So answers the Gemara, amar le ketores kamrit. You're asking, you're comparing ketores to a karban? Shiny ketores de kedushas damim hu. Ketores does not have kedushas haguf. Torah says kedushas damim, only kedusha of value. It's called kedushas bedek abayis, not kedushas aguf. So don't compare kedushas aguf and kedushas damim. What's the difference between the two? That, by the Shem, we'll start with tomorrow. A big discussion of that, but one just to end with, and that is what's the Havamina and the Maskana here? So Rashi explains the Havamina was that the Ktores is ground up in a Kli Shares, in a grinder. So doesn't that have the status of a Kli Shares? So it should be Makadish Kedusha Zaguf. Answer, the grinder doesn't give a Kedusha Zaguf. That's what Rashi says. Explains the Shoal Umeshiv in a Tshuva. Maybe I'll read it tomorrow. Explains the Shoal Umeshiv. If you think about it, the Ktores, unlike everything else that's given to the Beis HaMikdash, the Ktores can't have Kedushas Aguf right away. Because when you give an animal, that animal is going to be Hukrav. The Ktores, you have to make it first. Every spice that you give is not Ktores. That's just one of the spices. It's one of the 11 spices. So that's why it's different. It can't get Kedusha right away. It can't get Kedushas Aguf. That's why Ktores is different. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, about the difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Dami, maybe a little bit about Zachiyah, because that's what happened in this Mishnah here. But again, we will stop here. Hashem, Parshas Shir tonight. Those also listening, I uploaded an Ian Shir related to the Daf. It's up already on OU.org, related to Lifnei Iver. That's sugis that came up from the beginning of Shabbos and Shavuos. And Hashem, Parshas Shir tonight on the OU website. Have a good day.